让我们一同翻到彼得后书。
Can we turn to 2 Peter?
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。
So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place.
你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。
Until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart.
这次我们有机会大概有四次的时间聚在一起。
This time we have an opportunity to have 4 times of meeting together.
那因为这两年有许多的大事发生。
Because these 2 years, many great occurrences have happened.
所以就叫我们想起圣经里面一些很重要的预言。
It reminds us of prophecies in the Bible.
我们没有想到就在我们今天还活着的时候我们能看见圣经里面有一些预言就在我们眼前发生。
We did not imagine that while we were still alive, that certain prophecies in the Bible would be fulfilled before us.
所以我觉得这一次我们如果主愿意的话，我们是不是可以在一起，能够把圣经里面一些重要的预言能做一个简单的复习。
So I was wondering if it be possible for us to review some of the prophecies in the Bible.
那圣经里面充满了预言。
Now there are many prophecies in the Bible.
仔细来说，大概有1800多个预言。
Strictly speaking, there are more than 1800 prophecies.
如果我们把它整理过了以后
，If we organize it,
我们知道大概有737件重大的事件。
We know that there are 737 major events.
这是独立的事件。
These are independent events.
我们把那些重复的把它整理过。
And then you will not count the repeated ones.
然后呢，你会注意到有590个重大的事。
And you'll discover there are 590 major events.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask a question.
在这个590个重大的事件里面。
In these 590 major events.
到底有多少个预言已经应验
了？How many of them have already been fulfilled?
你就知道它的应验率有多高。
Then you know its fulfillment rate.
所以我们如果仔细把圣经里面预言整理过。
So if you organize the prophecies in the Bible,
那么读圣经你会告诉我们说
the Bible scholars will tell you,
在590个重大事件
amongst the 590 major events,
有570个事件已经应验
570 of them have already been fulfilled.
只剩下20个预言没有应验
There's still only 20 that need to be fulfilled.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
这是指着这20个预言正在应验当中
But these 20 are being fulfilled.
那现在我们请记得
So we have to remember
我们所在的时候
The time that we live in
就是如果主恩待我们可以亲眼看见这二十个预言逐渐的在应验当中
So if the Lord is gracious for us that we can actually see the fulfillment of these 20 prophecies
所以这应验率呢可以说是 97%
So the fulfillment rate is 97%
而且还在继续应验当中
And it is yet still to be fulfilled
所以现在我们要问一个问题
So we want to ask a question
我们这么多的预言我们怎么能够明白它
Amongst all these prophecies how are we to understand them
我们知道说神在历史中行走。
We know that God walked in history.
他运动的轨迹是属天运动的轨迹。
And then the path that he takes is the path of the same as heavenly bodies.
你知道在神的创造里面。
You know, in the creation of God.
只要是个 heavenly body 的运动，只要是个天体的运动。
As long as it's a motion of a heavenly body.
它一定是椭圆的。
It's always elliptical.
如果圆周的运动只有一个焦点。
So if it's a circular motion, there's only one center or one focus.
如果椭圆的运动的一定是两个焦点。
If it's an ellipse, that has 2 foci.
所以不管是地球绕太阳转。
No matter if it's the Earth circumventing the sun.
或者是月亮绕地球转。
Or the moon around the Earth.
你只要看见神在宇宙中，只要星体在天空中转。
So as long as these heavenly bodies are circumnavigating each other,
它一定是椭圆的。
It's always in the elliptical motion.
换一句话说
，In other words,
它一定有两个焦点。
It has 2 foci.
当它在运动的时候
As it's moving,
你可以找到每一点，每一个时候，每一点，每一个时候，每一点。
So you can look at each point in each point in time.
但是太复杂了。
But it's too complicated.
你没有办法一天到晚盯着这个一点一点来看着。
You cannot just follow those two points on the lips.
但有一件事你知道。
But you, one thing you do know.
它不管它怎么动。
No matter how it moves.
它一定是围绕着两个焦点。
It always surrounds two foci.
所以两个焦点就可以把这无数个点把它拿起来。
These two foci actually pick up all of these points.
读圣经也是这样。
To study the Bible is the same way.
圣经的预言太多太多。
There are too many biblical prophecies.
但有一件事我们知道。
But there's one thing we do know.
在所有重大事情发生的时候。
Amongst all the major events.
没有一些重大事件比神的儿子更大。
There is no major event that's greater than the Son of God.
所以论到他的儿子。
So when you speak about his son,
讲到主怎样道成肉身。
Speak how he was word that became flesh.
主怎样为我们钉十字架。
How he was crucified for us.
死里复活。
How he rose from the dead.
升天得的荣耀。
Ascended and glorified.
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit was given.
所以我们知道说很清楚，当你读圣经的时候。
So clearly speaking, when you read the Bible,
你知道在旧约里面有333个预言。
You know that the Old Testament there are 333 prophecies.
就是告诉我们说，我们的主如果第一次来的话。
To tell us that if the Lord Jesus came the first time.
因为他来太大太重要。
Because it was too important in his first coming.
他的道成肉身太重要。
His word becoming flesh is too important.
他的死而复活太重要。
His death and resurrection too important.
所以你知道圣经里面讲的预言。最重要的工作是他儿子神儿子的工作。
So when you speak about biblical prophecy, the most important is about his son.
那讲到神的儿子。
When you speak about his son,
你看见一个是讲到他第一次来两千年前已经来了。
First, you talk about his first coming 2,000 years ago.
他应许我们有一天我们还要回来。
He promised us that he would return.
所以你就发现当你读整本圣经的预言的时候。
So when you read all the biblical prophecies,
你就会注意到这么多的预言。
So you see so many prophecies.
其实是在两个焦点上。
Actually, it has two focal points.
一个焦点是主耶稣第一次。
One focal point is the Lord's first coming.
一个焦点是主耶稣第二次。
The other focal point is his second coming.
那这样就可以把所有的圣经可以把它所有预言通通可以把它归纳起来。
So this can organize all the prophecies in the Bible.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
So let me repeat, brothers and sisters.
不管事情怎么样的发生。
No matter how events develop,
不管这个世界怎样的演变
No matter how this world changes
不管这个历史怎样的往前推进
No matter how history marches forward
它一定是围绕着两个焦点
It always surrounds these two focal points
2000年前
2000 years ago
道成肉身
The word became flesh
主已经来过
The Lord Jesus came once
所以最少333个预言是围绕着那个中心
At least 333 prophecies surrounded that one focal point
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
圣经里面还有很多很多的预言
The Bible has still many other prophecies
是围绕着主第二次回来
Surround his second coming
所以当你读预言书的时候
So when you study the prophetic books
你就发现在旧约有一本书叫做但以理书
You know that in the Old Testament there's a book called Daniel
在新约有一本书叫做启示录
There's a New Testament book called Revelation
不要忘记
Don't forget
这两本书就像两个焦点一样
These two books are like two focal points
讲到主耶稣第一次来
When you speak about our Lord's first coming
那么如果你多注意但以理书对你有帮助
If you pay attention more to the book of Daniel it will help you
当你读到启示录的时候
When you read Revelation
你看大部分是说到主耶稣第二次
It mostly speaks about the Lord's second coming
所以我们知道说整本圣经的预言
So we know that the prophecies in the Bible
可以说就是以这两本书做主要的焦点
It uses these two books as the main focal points
但以理书怎样解释启示录
How the book of Daniel explains Revelation
启示录也怎样解释但以理书
How Revelation explains the book of Daniel
为什么
Why
因为不要忘记神在历史中运行的时候
When God moved in history
神在历史中工作的时候
As God works in history
他的轨迹一定是属天的轨迹
His path is always the path of the heavenly body
你知道有很爱主的物理学家
Now there was a physicist that loved the Lord
他的名字叫 Kepler
His name was Kepler
他读圣经
And as he studied the Bible
他也明白圣经
He knew the Bible
他相信神的工作一定是完美
He believed that the work of God was perfect
所以当初当开始他要研究 究神的创造的时候。
So when he was going to investigate the creation of God,
他要想知道天体的运动是怎样的运动。
He wanted to know the movement, of the heavenly bodies.
所以他就仔细去研究。
So he studied carefully.
他最早的时候认为说，如果一个东西完美的话，一定是圆的。
So he thought if something was perfect, it had to be circular.
所以呢，所有天体的运动应该通通是圆的。
So he believed that all the heavenly bodies' movement should be circular.
结果他就收集了很多很多实验的数据。
And then he collected a lot of results from his experiments.
结果叫他完全吃一惊。
And then he was actually quite surprised.
他以为说，如果一个东西完美的话，一定是个圆的。
He thought that if something's to be perfect, it had to be circular.
但是结果呢？
But result was
顺服神的创造。
Because he was obedient to the creation of God.
他的理论，如果一切完美就是圆的。
His theory of everything is perfect if it's circular.
但是在神的创造里面所给的数据不是这样。
But in the creation of God, the results of the experiments are different.
每一个天体运动的时候。
Every heavenly body as it moves.
它一定是两个焦点。
It has two focal points, not one.
这个完全叫他跌破眼睛。
So it completely shocked him.
但是最后。
But lastly,
他必须要顺服神的创造。
He has to be submissive to the creation of God.
这就是科学的精神。
So this is the spirit of science.
你是再伟大的科学家。
As great a scientist as you are.
你都要顺服神创造所带来给你的数据。
You have to be submissive to the actual results of creation.
你不能改变数据。
You cannot change the results.
你不能创造数据。
You cannot invent facts.
因为就在那个数据的背后。
Because behind these facts.
就给我们看见宇宙的秘密。
It shows us this mystery of the universe.
所以 Kepler 死的时候
So when Kepler died,
他在他的坟墓那里
On his tombstone,
坟墓上面有很简单的几句话
Very simple few words.
但有一个很简单的几何图形
But it was actually a simple geometrical picture.
那个图形就是椭圆形
It's a picture of an ellipse.
我不知道大家画过椭圆没
I don't know if you ever drew an ellipse before.
画过椭圆其实一点不困难
It's very easy to draw an ellipse.
你如果在一张纸头上
So on a piece of paper,
那么你两个大头钉
So you get two thumbtacks.
你把这个钉子钉在上面。
And then you push it into the paper.
然后呢，你拿一根绳子呢，就连在这两个钉子上。
So you use a string to connect these two thumbtacks.
不过当然，这个绳子一定要比中间的距离要大一点。
But of course, this string has to be a little bit bigger than the two.
然后呢，你就拿着你的笔。
So you take a pencil.
就把这个什么，把这个绳子呢往外顶。
So you stretch the string so it can't stretch anymore.
你一面顶，你一面画。
As you stretch it out, you draw.
那个一定是椭圆。
It will definitely be an ellipse.
为什么
？Why?
因为椭圆乃是围绕着两个焦点。
Because the ellipse surrounds two focal points.
所以现在很清楚。
So this is very clear.
当你要读整本圣经的时候
，When you study the whole Bible,
你要想到。圣经中的预言。
If you think about the prophecies in the Bible,
它是两个焦点。
It has two focal points.
好了，这一次我们的重点重在第二个焦点。
So this time our focus will be on the second focal
point. 因为主两千年已经来了。
Because 2,000 years ago the Lord already came.
那这一次我们没有时间和大家一同来看那333个预言。
We don't have time to look at the 333 prophecies in the
Old. 但是我觉得年轻人要读圣经。
But young people, you have to study the Bible.
你整个的基础应该建立在圣经上。
Your foundation should be based upon the Bible.
你的信心怎么得的坚固呢
？How can your faith be established?
你所以信心得的坚固。
So your faith can be established.
因为神的话。
Because the word of God is trustworthy.
所以你看见主第一次再来，第一次来他怎么应验？奇妙应验。
So, however, the prophecy fulfilled when he first came.
你知道第二次来他一定怎样的？
When he comes again, it will also be fulfilled.
所以很多解释预言的定律。
So many laws of interpretation
是根据主耶稣第一次来。
Are based on the Lord's first coming.
主耶稣来过。
The Lord Jesus came.
历史上点点滴滴告诉你。
History tells you that.
然后你比较一下。
As you compare.
你把历史的数据。
You take the facts of history.
你把圣经的数据。
You take the evidence of the Bible.
放在一起。
And you put it together.
你就找到了解释预言的定律。
You will discover the law of interpretation.
你用那个定律你就可以解释主耶稣第二次回来。
So as you use this law, you can interpret how the Lord will come the second time.
所以这次我们是讲到圣经末世预言的再思。
So this time what we want to look at is the prophecy to the reconsideration of the prophecy of the end times.
那为什么讲的末世预言?
Why you speak about the prophecy of the end times?
因为我们主还没有回来。
Because our Lord has not returned.
那现在我们要问主什么时候回来?
We want to ask a question, when is the Lord returning?
我们要把这些预言稍微把它整理。
We want to organize these prophecies.
没有一个时候比现在更好。
There's no a time better than now.
因为这是很好的机会。
Because it's a great opportunity.
我们忽然间醒过来。
We all of a sudden woke up.
我们看见我们真实到了末世。
Truly at the end times.